Hello, everyone. My name is Cosette, and I'm coming to you from Massachusetts. Actually, no, I'm not coming to you from Massachusetts. I messed up on that last time. I'm coming to you from California, and Camille isn't here today, but I have a special guest with me. Liv Ritchie is here on the podcast. Thank you for coming on our podcast. Thank you for saying yes.
Thank you for having me. This is so fun.
I know. Yeah. Have you been on like a podcast before?
I actually have done a couple recently, and I did one a couple days ago. That was so much fun.
Oh, wow. So you're just doing lots and lots of...
I'm discovering I love podcasts, and it's mostly because I love chatting with people and like learning about people. So it's just been like so much fun to connect with others.
I know. Yeah. Yeah. I love doing podcasts and just learning about like all different people, because we've interviewed like different people from like different backgrounds and doing different things. So it's very interesting to like learn just about everybody. So every episode we start with like our highs and lows. So basically we say a high that we had this week and then a low that we had this week. yeah. So I'll start off with mine. Okay. I usually start off by saying my lows. So I guess, I don't know. I feel like I didn't really have like that many lows this week, but I guess like one low, it's like super small, but like my nail, like it like is like split in the middle. So it's like growing like very weirdly.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it just hurts. It hurts like so bad. So I don't even like know what to do about it. Like
small pains like that are the worst. Like nothing big, but like really small, and it just bothers you. Oh.
Yeah. So I've been just like putting like a bunch of band-aids on it because I'm like, I don't know what else I'm supposed to do about this. Like, yeah. So that's my low. But my high for this week is that we don't have classes at college for like Wednesday through Friday this week, because there's like this like Bible conference thing that is going on at my school. But yeah, I'm glad that I didn't have any classes for the past couple days, because I definitely needed a little bit of a break. So I'm glad that
doesn't sound like a bad week. That sounds like a
I know, yeah. Yes, pretty good week. What about you? What are your highs and lows?
Okay, I guess I'll start with a low.
Yeah.
I am like best friends with my mom. She is the most amazing. I love my parents so much. I live with my parents currently, but she's traveling right now. So I get like weird separation anxiety, with literally anyone I'm close to. So I had to say bye to her a couple nights ago, and that was sad. I felt like I had a really lovely week, but like nothing big happened.
Yeah.
I know what it is. You know, a couple nights ago when we had like the crazy thunderstorms.
Yeah. And there was a bunch of lightning everywhere.
So I was in Malibu watching the lightning, and it was like the most glorious thing ever. And I'm a big Christian, so like.
Me too. Hey,
working right now.
We're in the right spot.
That was a really wonderful moment.
I know. Yeah. I don't know. It's just really cool to see like how like God's creation like is even like beautiful even through like lightning, even though like it's kind of like a scary thing, because like if you get hit by it, then like it's not good, but
because I'm from the Midwest, and I'm maybe you feel the same because you're from the East Coast. I love thunderstorms, and I always feel God's presence through them. So it's just like life is really crazy right now, the world is really crazy, and experiencing that this week just felt oddly comforting.
To have a thunderstorm. I wish I saw like videos of it, but like I was working. So like I was inside, I work at a Walmart. So I heard it, like I heard the thunder and stuff, but like
it was wild.
That is so cool. Yeah. Like seeing the videos of the lightning after, I'm like, that is literally just so cool. Like,
It was incredible. Over the ocean too. Oh my word.
Oh my gosh. Oh yeah. So you're near the ocean. Yeah. Wow. Wow. So that must have been so great. That is so cool.
That was amazing. That was my week, I guess. Full of like little joys, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. So that sounds like a pretty good week.
Yeah. It was. Yeah.
So, okay. So we're just going to jump right into the questions that we have here. Okay. So first, tell us about yourself. Like, how did you get into songwriting and just like making music?
So I've been doing entertainment, I think, all of my life. Like, since I was a little kid, I loved singing. I've been doing theater all my life, like literally since kindergarten. So that's like, what, 5 years old? And even before then, I loved singing. I have all these like little cute videos of me singing. But then I was homeschooled. I was on a worship team when I was younger. So I kind of thought that was what I was going to do. On a worship team. And then when I was like 14 or 15, I started doing more film work because I loved acting and I loved on camera work, I think, more than live performance at that point. And I dealt with a lot of health issues. So I thought that singing, just like, I was still writing all the time, but I thought that that like wasn't on the table for me. But through that, I started to be able to sing again. And I think it was when I was 20, I had done a demo and I just booked a film at the same time, a Western film. I'm a horseback rider. So like all really fun things were happening. And my film attorney was like, you need to send it to the producer, my demo of me singing. And I was like, okay, I didn't really understand why, but I sent it to him just in case like they wanted me to write music for the film or something. And then he sent it to a friend of his who is now my vocal coach, who's absolutely incredible. He works with insane people. Like he's Justin Timberlake's coach and Doja Cat.
Oh my gosh.
Really big artist. So working with him and having him help develop me has been insane. So I guess to answer the question, I've been doing it all my life in just different ways. And then finally now getting to like really work on my original music and starting to put it out there. So I'm definitely still in like the developing stages, but I'm having so much fun doing it.
That's so cool. So you also do like acting stuff too?
I'm still doing acting stuff. So that film actually never happened because of COVID.
Oh, no.
We were supposed to shoot, but then the pandemic hit
it just never came back.
Just financing with movies is so difficult. So like because of COVID, shut down, I don't think they could do it. But I'm still working in film. I booked a big film in May. It got pushed again because of COVID. Still scheduled to shoot at some point. I'm definitely like still very passionate about film work and acting and production and stuff.
Yeah, like I don't know, COVID like really like changed like the film industry like a lot, a little bit, because like I'm a film major, so like my professors like always like tell me how like a lot of their films got like pushed back, and like I don't know, it's crazy, but
it's made it insanely difficult, and like budgets have shot up because of COVID
stuff, which
makes it really complicated. And I think that's why like music has been a big blessing during this time, because I think all artists have had to adapt in some way. And music has just become my focus because of that. I also like love it, could not live without it, and I think God has been kind of redirecting my life because of that. Like at one point I really thought I was just going to act and then like hopefully do music on the side or something, because I was so passionate about music, but he's opened so many doors and like, it's just become really clear in my life that music is the thing I'm supposed to be pursuing. So
that's awesome. So like, what was the first song that you've ever wrote?
Like ever in my life?
Yeah, ever in your whole life, your whole life.
The first song that I can remember was, I had a band in second grade, I had like this girl group. We were called the Lovables. We named ourselves after the Lovables, who were the cheerleaders for the Chicago Bulls.
Oh my gosh.
And we like literally had her dad is a photographer, my friend who was in the band. We had like a CD cover and everything, and we recorded the music. Oh my gosh, I should find this. But the first song on the CD that we made was called Friendship No Breaking Up.
Friendship No Breaking Up.
Yeah.
That sounds like a lovely song.
The sad part is we're no longer friends.
So you guys did break up.
Break up. So sad.
Wow, you didn't listen to your own song.
That was my first song. Maybe it'll make a comeback at some point.
I know. That was so funny. So like how many songs have you written?
Oof. So many that will never see the light of day. Here's the thing too, like most of my songs are written from journal entries. So I have so many journal entries that I've like started to kind of turn into songs or into demos that just like I never recorded and stuff. And I'm more of a conceptual person, so I love collaborating as a songwriter and working with other people.
Yeah.
Otherwise, like I don't like doing 100% of the song myself. But way too many. I've only put out, I think I started putting out my music a year ago. So I put out like 5 or 6 songs now. And then I've written so many that I'm about to start putting out. So a lot of songs. I don't know.
Yeah, just a bunch of songs. That is cool. So you came out with a new single called Don't Want You Back featuring Brenna D'Amico. Is that how you pronounce your last name?
D'Amico, yeah.
Yeah. So like how did that collab like come about? Like what's the whole story?
That was a funny situation. So we met at we say a party, but it was more like a small gathering, like a game night with friends.
Yeah.
Say a party and it sounds cooler, but we met at a small gathering and we were talking about boy problems that we were having. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And we didn't even start talking right away. Like there weren't that many girls there. I'm like a pretty shy person. She's extremely outgoing. Or I'm shy. Okay. I'm an extrovert, but I'm shy at the same time. Strange personality.
Yeah, so you're an ambivert.
Is that what that is?
Yeah, that's what that is. I'm also an ambivert, so.
Interesting. I've never understood that about me. Like, I always feel like I have to be with people. I love companionship and people's company.
Yeah, exactly.
Small group, don't like parties, pretty shy. I need, like, I'd rather somebody approach me than me approach them.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, interesting. I forgot into that, but. We met there, started talking about our boy problems. Our stories were sounding like weirdly similar. We were giving each other advice. And then we realized it was about the same boy, which is so
the same one.
The same boy. Oh my gosh.
Oh no. Oh no.
Fairly traumatic. But
that's such a coincidence. What the heck?
I know. LA is just like too small of a world sometimes when you like all do the same things. So that was a bummer, but through a mutual friend. So I kind of just like left that situation, was like, I am done. How does this happen? I once again, like from the Midwest, homeschool community, just never thought that that kind of situation would happen to me. I'm like very careful about who I hang out with. And like protective over my social life and stuff. But so I kind of just like left that there. I was like, not getting involved. I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was talking to a mutual friend of ours and explaining a story. And they were like, you know that she can sing, right? Because we were also talking about how I wanted to like turn that into a song.
Okay.
And they were like, she can sing as well. And I was like, you're kidding.
Wow, it's the perfect combo.
Honestly, like so sad, but also so meant to be. Mm-hmm. So I reached out to her. She came over to my house and we talked about the situation. We invited my co-writer over. We wrote the song pretty fast. We recorded it pretty fast. Because I have a whole EP ready. I wasn't planning on doing this at all. This song, for like, it was very unexpected. And then we put out the song.
Oh my gosh. Wait, so like how long did it take to like write the song?
So fast. We wrote that day that she came over to talk about it, we wrote the pre-hook and the hook. And then we just like talked for a long time. And I think a week later we got in the studio to finish it. And the night before we got in the studio, I had written this whole like talking part that's in the song, based off of all the stories that we were telling about this person.
Okay. So, it went pretty fast.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Literally whenever I'm talking to like people who like write music and stuff, like I'm always like so surprised that it doesn't take as long as I think. Cause I think I usually think that it takes like, I don't know, like months to write like one song.
Well, I guess it depends because like some songs write themselves. This was one of those songs. Even before I talked to her about writing it, I'd asked my producer to send me tracks. I work two ways. Like one, I love when the producers I work with send me tracks and I can just write to them. Like if I really love them, or two, we get in the studio and start from scratch. Like we'll just start with like chord progressions and stuff. I had already had that track. And I knew I wanted to use it at some point. It was really fun to me. So I already had it. We wrote it pretty quickly. I've had songs, though, that, like, I've written a hook for and then months later gone back. Yeah. So I guess it all depends.
It depends, yeah. Okay, yeah. That is cool. So, like, who are, like, the main people that, like, support you throughout making your music?
My family. My family is like the most supportive. I always joke about how like I was bred to be an athlete. Like I wasn't supposed to be an artist. My family's like pretty artistic. But my dad was a football player. He played in the NFL.
My
mom was an insane runner and she coached track. So I'm pretty athletic. So I think when I like decided that I wanted to pursue art for like as a career, my family was like, okay. Like I was trying to
get
a basketball player. So they've been like the most supportive of decisions. And I care about what they think. And I always like go to them for advice on music and they've inspired me so much. My family's definitely like unconventional, out of the box thinkers. They've been super supportive. And then my vocal coach, he is an angel in my life. Like he has been so supportive and honestly like really changed my life. And I guess like everyone who's been on my team lately, managers, everybody that's worked on the creative side has been so supportive because I'm independent right now. So like, I have to work really hard to be able to make my own music. I'm not being supported by a label or anything. So everybody, my best friends, everybody in my life has been so supportive. That was a long answer for what shouldn't have been a short.
No, it's okay. Wait, so do you have like any siblings too? Or are you like the only one?
I have a twin brother.
You're a twin. That's so cool.
I'm a boy version of me.
Wow.
He's incredible. He's also very artistic. It's gonna be really interesting to see what he does. He's like fairly musical and can produce as well, but is also like very brilliant. He's a philosophy major, so he's
philosophy.
He's on another level.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Then I have an older brother who's 26, almost 27.
Oh my gosh. So you have a couple siblings.
Yeah, it's a couple siblings.
That is cool. So like, where do you like find inspiration to write your songs?
literally everywhere. Just mm-hmm. life. Just life. Like,
yeah.
Life reflects art. Art reflects life. I write mostly from personal experience. I love love, and so I write a lot about love.
Yeah.
And I experience, like, I love so deeply. I also experience heartbreak deeply.
Yeah.
So I've written a lot about love and heartbreak. But I'm also exploring, like, in new music that I'm writing, just, like, more on what love is. I feel like I have a lot of love. Like, I'm not in a romantic relationship right now or anything.
Yeah.
But I have a lot of love in my life and, like, surrounding me. So I've been writing a lot about that. And just, like, I'm someone who loves, like, little things, little moments. Like, mm-hmm. they always be the biggest things. To me, so I write a lot about that. And I like taking kind of big concepts and making them easy to listen to, if that makes mm-hmm. sense.
Yeah.
So, like, those kind of nuanced moments in life that everybody experiences, but maybe they don't think right away to write about that. And I try to write about those moments rather than the overall moment, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that kind of makes sense. Yeah. so you just get inspiration from a lot of different things.
Yeah.
Just like experiences, and yeah, that is really cool. So can your fans expect, like, any new music soon, like any new releases coming up?
I have a new release in a couple weeks or a few weeks from now, which I'm so excited. A new song called Stuck that I wrote, I think, like, a year ago. So I'm so excited it's finally coming out. And it's also funk.
Wow, that's a long time ago.
Yeah. That's about being an artist, too. Like, I get very impatient. Mm-hmm. I want my music to come out right away. But I love this song, so I'm very excited about it.
Oh, that's awesome. So, like, have you thought about, like, making, like, an album or anything like that?
I made an EP this mm-hmm. past year. I've been, like, writing it and finishing it. I'm not sure all of the music is actually going to come out because, like, I like to move fast. I've already, like, basically written the next EP following that. So I think if a couple songs from that are going to come out, and then just new music. I think I'm just going to keep turning out music. I enjoy it so much. So,
yeah.
Lots
cool. So, like for your new single that's coming out, are you going to, like, make a music video for that too? Or
I have a lyric video to it already done.
Mm-hmm.
And we're also, I don't think I'm doing an actual music video, but I'm doing something, like, a little more of, like, a visualizer. I work with these really awesome choreographers, and I think we're gonna, like, tape a rehearsal that we are going to do for a music video that's not gonna end up happening, and put the rehearsal footage up instead.
Yeah.
For me, I actually am excited about that because it's a little bit more raw than, like, doing an actual music video.
Yeah.
And it's also, music videos are hard nowadays because, like, to get people to care about watching a 3-minute or 4-minute music video.
Yeah, really, that's true.
Everybody, like, nobody has the attention span for it, especially because of TikTok.
Mm-hmm. I know, yeah. TikTok has taken away everybody's attention span.
Yep. So you have to get really creative with how you present things visually. Also, being an independent artist on a budget makes it difficult with music videos.
Yeah, music videos, like, super expensive to make.
Yeah,
you have to, like, rent the equipment and, like, rent the place. Depends.
I, like, the past music videos I've done have mostly, like, been friends that made it. So, like, made what could have been a really expensive music video for pretty cheap.
Wow, that's good.
But, yeah, trying to save money, you know, in any way.
I know, save money, live better, Walmart.
True that.
I know. I'm trying to see if there's any. Okay. So, where do you hope to see yourself in 5 years?
5 years?
Yes, 5 years from now.
That's a great question. I feel like I would have been able to answer this like a year ago, but with once again with COVID, it's just like changed my perspective.
It's changed a lot. Yeah.
Just because like we're so not in control in the world, like anything could happen at any moment.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just kind of like, I'm a pretty ambitious person, but I've also accepted that like it is okay to have big dreams and be ambitious and be driven, but also be like really content with
with where you are.
Yeah, and just like the process. So in 5 years, literally no idea.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, here's what I do know. I love making music, so I will not stop creating. I will always like, as long as I have the ability, I will always be creating something to some extent. Whether that's like being on the, making really amazing music, getting attention, being on the biggest tour, or making music, having it get to a few people.
Yeah.
I think as an artist, we crave like connection. So we want people to listen, but it's unpredictable with how it gets out and how just things happen. What I do know is I am really passionate about people and stories and relationships. So I hope to like just in 5 years be super intentional and have like really amazing friendships and relationships in my life. Hopefully, I love one, so hopefully be dating or married or something.
Yeah.
I would love to be married at that point. So that's, I guess, where I see myself in 5 years, making music and married.
And having friends.
And having friends.
You're like the first person that has ever really like said like anything about like having like friends and like relationships 5 years from now. Most people just talk about like, oh, have like a Grammy or something like that. Interesting.
Those are great too, but because of COVID, I'm just realizing all of that is so fleeting. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Beauty is fleeting, fame is fleeting, money is fleeting. So if I don't have those things, that is okay. It's more important to me to like be surrounded by good people that encourage me and that I can encourage, whether it's on a small scale or a large scale. Just, you know,
connections. If you just have like money and like fame and stuff, like I don't know, I feel like you're gonna get tired of that like so fast.
I would always choose relationships over loneliness.
Yeah, like I wouldn't exactly
sacrifice that for anything.
Because I feel like even like most like famous people in the world like can be like the most lonely people. So having those like relationships and like the most important things you can have
for sure. Family. Love. We love love.
Let's see, do I have any more? Oh, I did want to ask you, like, have you ever gone like tour before, or like are you thinking of it?
I have not yet. That is something I really do want to do, if possible in the state of the world. Yes, I want to like
put out like a lot harder because of COVID and stuff.
So much harder, especially traveling overseas. I definitely want to put out more music first, so I have like a solid foundation of songs to perform. I like the first songs I put out, but like definitely not like me. And I've been developing my sound. This next song and like the songs I'm releasing feel the most like me. So I want to release that, and then hopefully go on a tour. I love being pushed, inspired by artists that are way better than me. So hopefully finding an artist that will let me tag along.
Tag along, do a little opener.
Yeah. No, that sounds amazing.
Yeah.
Would love to do that. Cool.
Who would you want to go on tour with? Like, if you could go with anyone.
Oh, well, like, dream people. My favorite artist currently, this is so basic, but Harry Styles.
Oh my gosh, if Camille was here, she loves Harry Styles. Literally, she's going to his concert, like, in LA. That I forget, like, when it is. It's like in November, I think. But she, like, doesn't have tickets yet, so she's literally going to, like, stand outside of the venue. Stop. And
my friend is selling tickets. I should tell her.
I know, yeah, tell Camille.
But they're also selling for so much. It's like, wait.
I know, yeah, yeah. That's why she was gonna stand out there just to wait till it gets cheaper and cheaper. Yeah,
until people are like desperate and need to sell their tickets.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I like ever since he like I liked One Direction when I was in high school. Wasn't like one of their diehard fans or anything. But once he went solo, I'm so fascinated by his music and the sounds and his artistry. His writing is so good. Musicianship is so good. So he's definitely somebody that I love as an artist.
That you want to open for. That'd be really cool.
I feel like there are quite a bit of other artists as well, but I can't think of anybody that I'm dying to.
Only her.
I'll only take her.
No one else can. That's funny. So I guess that concludes all the questions. But like, where can people find you? Like, where can they follow you?
All of my socials, like my handle is The Love You Live, which makes it pretty easy. I think it's for everything, so you can find.
Oh, I get it. Live, and then kind of like living.
It was so hard to find an instant, because apparently my name is like somewhat common. Liv is pretty common. Richie is like kind of common. I don't know. It's really, really hard to find an Instagram handle. I love Liv Tyler's, which is Miss Live a Little. So jealous.
Oh yeah, that's a good one.
I love that one. it took me like a bit to think of that, but I was like, it's the opposite of the hate you give, the love you live.
Oh my gosh.
I love so much that it's perfect.
Yeah.
It's become my brand. The love you live is my brand.
That's your brand. Just love. It's just your brand. Just love in general. Well, thank you for coming on to the podcast.
Thank you for having me. So fun talking to you.
Yeah. And thank you to everybody listening. Make sure you share this podcast with your friends and your dog and your cat and just everybody you know. And make sure, just everybody. Make sure you leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, or if you're listening on Spotify, just follow us on there. And so we'll see you guys next time with a brand new episode. Bye. There we go. Usually Camille does the ending of it, but today I had to do it.